likelihood of a case of Ebola showing up on our shores is quite low, and that's so for a number of reasons. However, while we haven't had a case, it's important that we take the further steps to strengthen individual, national, and collective preparedness so that our citizens are protected, economies are protected, and we're better able to meet international benchmarks such as the international health regulations. Those include the streamlining of harmonizing of procedures at ports of entry and the strengthening of the situation within the health sector, isolation facilities, training of health workers, the provision of personal protective equipment. I would say that partly because of the amount of coverage in North America, the problem is bigger than it really is. And there's a need to combat the epidemic of fear with reason, that the likelihood of a case is low, although we must take measures to strengthen individually and collectively. Regional approach is essential. We must be careful in applying measures not to deny people from other countries or our own citizens who have other conditions, not to deny them care. Maybe appendicitis, it may be food poisoning. But as soon as, at the moment, as soon as this word Ebola appears, people are, so that's, that needs to be combated. We need to be concerned. We need to keep monitoring the international situation, but not to panic.